Are you tired, Heidi?
No, but I'm too hot. Why do I have to wear all my clothes at the same time?
It's by far the best way of carrying them. We'll soon get to the top now. Take good, long steps, and in another hour, we'll be there.
Oh, look at the boat.
Decca, is that you?
Hello, Brigitte. Come and walk with me for a bit.
Just for a bit. Peter's just set off, so I've a few minutes to spare.
Who's the little girl? She's my sister's child. I've been looking after her since she and her husband died.
I thought she must be. She's a pretty one, with those curls.
I'm taking her up to her grandfather, my old uncle, up on the mountain. I'm going to ask him to look after her now.
You must be out of your senses, Detta. How can you think of such a thing? That grumpy old stick. You'll never persuade him to look after a little girl like this.
Well, he'll have to, won't he? He's her grandfather. He must do something for her. I've been offered the chance of a new job. I'm not giving up the chance of taking it just for her sake. Why should I? I've looked after her till now. It's his turn.
Maybe it is, but he'll never agree to it. What can he do with a child like this? She can't possibly live with him. He has nothing to do with anybody, not even us.
He's her grandfather. He's not likely to do her any harm. And if he does, well, it's not my fault, is it?
I'd like to know what he has on his conscience to make him act the way he does, living way out there like a hermit.
Well, there's a story behind that.
Oh?
Where's Heidi got to?
I see where she is. Look over there. She's climbing up the slope with Peter and his goats. He'll keep an eye on her.
He needn't bother. She's not stupid. She knows how to use her eyes. But I'd better catch up with her all the same. Heidi! Heidi!
I don't suppose I'll ever hear the story now. Well, good luck to the child. That's all I can say. Poor mite.
Heidi by Johanna Speary. Dramatized by Burley Doherty, with Kira Jansen as Heidi and Richard Johnson as grandfather.
Heidi, what on earth are you doing running round in your petticoat? What a sight you are! Where are your new frocks and the red wrap? And the shoes I bought and the new stockings I knitted?
Down there. I was too hot in them, Decca. I couldn't run with all those things on.
You are a thoughtless child. Have you no sense in you at all? Peter, you go off and fetch them for me as quickly as you can. And don't just stand there with your mouth open.
I'm already late. I've got the ghost to see
you. Go on with you. Do as you're told or I'll be having words with your mother. Oh, you are a nuisance, Heidi. And we've such a long way to go yet till we reach your grandfather's.
You can go away! I don't want visitors!
Is that him? Is that my grandfather?
That's him, as bad-tempered as ever.
Hello, grandfather. I'm coming to live with you.
What's the meaning of this?
Good afternoon, Uncle. I've brought you to buy us an Adelaide's child. You'll hardly recognise her, as you haven't bothered to see her since she was a year old.
And what's she to do up here, with me?
Decca, look how far we've come. We're nearly in the sky.
The child is to remain with you. I have, I think, done my duty by her. Now it's time for you to do yours.
So that's it, is it? That's what you've come to tell me.
Just about, I warn you. You'll be answerable if harm comes to her. I should think you've got enough on your conscience already.
Get away from here. Get off home. And don't let me see your face again. I don't want you here. I don't want anybody here.
Goodbye to you, then.
Can't I stay here after all?
Oh, yes, you're staying. Just wait there till he comes out of his hut. Goodbye to you, Heidi.
Well, so she's gone, has she?
Yes, Grandfather. You will let me stay, won't you? Everything's so beautiful. All the mountains have got snow on their heads. They're all blue and golden. Is that your hut? I didn't know it would be like this.
Not as smart as Detta's house.
It's much better. Such a lovely little wooden house. And there's grass and flowers growing on the roof.
So you think it would suit you to live here, do you?
Oh, yes. You can see forever.
You probably can.
There's so much sky. I feel like a bird with all the sky to fly in, and mountains all around us. Is this really where I'm going to live?
You think there would be room for you in my little hut?
I'm sure there would. Can we go in and look?
Come on, then. Bring your bundle of clothes in with you.
I shan't want them anymore. I want to run about like the goat.
Well, you can if you like, but bring those in just the same. We'll put them in the cupboard for the winter. If you stay here that long, you'll be needing them then, and more. In you go.
All right, Grandfather. Do you always have a fire? Is that where you cook your dinner? And this is where you eat it at the stable. But there's only one chair. Did you make it? Could you make me a stool?
I know how to make one, yes.
That would be just right. I could sit here. There's just room for a stool here, next to the bed. Is this where I sleep?
No, you can't have that. That's my bed.
Then where am I going to sleep? Where does this ladder go to? Grandfather, there's a little room up here full of straw. I'm going to sleep up here. It's perfect. Come up and see how lovely it is.
Oh, I know all about it.
I'm getting the bed ready now, but you'll have to bring me up a sheet. You can't have a bed without a sheet.
Oh, wait a moment first. Let's put this big bundle of hay down to make the bed thicker. Then you tuck the sheet in round it.
There. And I'll be able to lie here and look at the sky through the window, won't I? I wish it was night time so I could go straight to bed.
Well, I think we might have something to eat first.
Yes, I think so too.
Well, let's go down then, as we both think alike. You'll find two bowls in that cupboard where I put your clothes. We'll need those when the snows come. Sit down now. You can sit on my bed for the moment.
No, this is better. This little log is just right to sit on, so you can make me the stool.
Here now. Have you put knives out? Good. Try this bread and cheese. What do you think?
I think I'd like some more.
And what about the milk?
It's the best milk I've ever tasted.
Oh, well, that's good, because it's the only sort I have. It comes from my goats.
Can I see them?
You have to wait till Peter brings them back home tonight.
Where do they sleep?
They have their own hut by the trees.
I'll go and see it.
Come back and finish your supper. Then I'll show you everything there is to see.
Do the trees always make this noise?
Always.
They sound like water, don't they? They sound as if they're sighing.
They'll send you off to sleep tonight. You'll be able to hear them from your bed.
Will I? That's what they do, isn't it? With the wind in their hair. The goats are coming home. Peter, I'm going to live here with Grandfather.
I know.
So I'll see you tomorrow, and every day when you come for the goats.
I suppose you will. Bye.
Good night. Are these ours, Grandfather? Both of them.
The white one is called Little Swan, and the brown one, Little Bear. Yeah. Now, off you go to bed. I'll put them away for the night.
Good night, Little Swan. Good night, Little Bear. Grandfather, I love living here already. Good night.
Good night, little one. The child may be frightened. Oh, fast asleep. Happy dreams by the look of her. How like Tobias she looks. How strange to have a child up here again. After so many years. But what am I to do with a child like this? What is she to do with me?
Good morning, Grandfather. Hello, Peter.
Morning.
Good morning, goat.
You want to go up the mountain with them?
Can I? Can I really? Are you pleased, Peter?
I don't see what it's got to do with me.
Peter will have to keep an eye on you. But wash yourself first, or the sun will laugh at you for being dirty.
All right.
Peter, open up your bag. Now, here's bread and cheese and this little bowl. You must milk two bowlfuls for her when she has her dinner. She'll be with you all day. You understand?
I suppose so.
Don't let her fall over any rocks, you hear?
I hear you.
Will the sun laugh at me now?
There's nothing for him to laugh at now. But I tell you what. When you come home this evening, you have to get right into the tub like a fish. If you run about like the goats, you'll get your feet very dirty. Now, you can be off.
Well, where have you got to now, Heidi? You're worse than the goats from running off.
I'm here in the gallery. They smell lovely.
Look, just come back down.
But we're going right up to the top.
Not to the very top. That's where the old grey bird sits and croaks. You couldn't possibly get up there.
Look at all the flowers I've picked. They're for Grandfather. I want to get him some of those blue ones.
Heidi, aren't you hungry? It's time for your dinner.
I'm too excited to eat.
That's your bread and cheese.
Where's yours? Have you eaten it already?
I'm not hungry.
I'm starving. Haven't you got any at all?
I told you, didn't I?
Would you like some of mine? I'll give you half of it, if you like. Here, you have it.
I didn't think you could eat so much. I've never seen so much bread and cheese in my life.
Why does that little goat bleed so much?
That's Snowflake. She cries like that because her mother isn't with her. She's been sold.
Oh, you poor little Snowflake. I haven't got a mother or a father either. They both died.
I haven't got a father.
Haven't you? What happened to him?
I don't know. I just haven't got one. My mother says I've got to be the man in the house and look after her and grandmother.
Is that why you're a goat boy?
What else can I do? Hey, green friends, come back from the edge!
Pizza, what are you doing? You're full. You're both full.
What? Help me, pull me back.
I can't. Oh, wait a minute. Come on, Green Finch, look. Eat this. You might fall down and break your leg.
Stupid guy, I could have died.
Don't hit her. She's trying to leave her alone.
It's your fault. How can I do my job with you prattling all the time? I never asked you to come.
If you promise not to beat her, I'll give you my bread and cheese.
Do you mean that?
Of course I do.
All right, I'm going up to the crag now. Do you want to come and see the great bird's nest?
Yes, please. I can see the whole world from here. How can there be so many mountains? Is this the very highest one, Peter? Can you see the great bird's nest from here?
Right up there, on that crag.
Why does he croak all the time?
I don't know, he just does. This is as high up as I go. The goats like this grass best up here. You can have a little sleep if you like. I always do.
I don't want to sleep. I want to see everything like the great birds.
Don't you ever stop talking, Heidi.
So, you're back. And did you have a good day?
Oh, it was so beautiful. Look what I brought for you. Oh, what's the matter with them? They weren't like that this morning.
They're dead, Heidi. Flowers like to stand out there in the sun. Look at these gentians all dead.
They look like little blue stars this morning.
Well, they don't want to be shut up in an apron.
Then I won't pick any more. They're a present for you. But, Grandfather, why did the great bird croak so much?
He's mocking the people who live down in the villages.
Why?
Because they all go hattling and gossiping together and encourage one another to be evil. Come and live up here with me. That's what he's saying. It would be much better for you. And he's right.
I think he's right, too. I'm glad I'm living on the mountain.
Are you? Well, it's all very well at this time of the year, and all through the summer. But wait till the summer's over. You may not feel so glad about it then, when winter comes.
Grandfather?
What is it?
The most wonderful thing is happening. Come and look.
Yes. The snow.
There's not a single little green leaf to be seen anywhere. Will it cover everything up? Even the hut?
I should think it will at this rate. We'll have to get those shutters fastened up, Heidi.
But I won't be able to look out at the snow.
If we don't, it'll be so cold that you'd better be freezing into little drops of ice. Can't you feel it already?
Yes, it is cold. But we've got those rugs in your cupboard. Shall I fetch them now?
You do that. And I'll bring in plenty of wood for the fire. We'll soon be nice and snug in here. You can help me get the goats into their shed. It's going to be a long time before you see your friend again.
Hey,
Good evening, everybody.
Here's your friend hiding. He looks as if he's made of snow.
Peter, I haven't seen you for weeks.
Come right up to the fire and get warm.
You're melting all over the floor. You're like a waterfall.
It's a good big fire. It's nice and warm in your hut.
Well, General, how goes it with you? Now that you've lost your army, you must have turned to your pen and pencil.
I suppose I must.
Why must he turn to his pen and pencil?
Oh, during the winter he must go to school and learn to read and write.
School? Where'd you have to go for that?
Down to the village. All children go.
But what for? What do they do? Do you stay there all day?
Most days. We have to do as we're told and look at books all the time.
Do you like it?
Not much.
Then why'd you go?
Because I have to.
Poor you.
My grandma said she'd like you to come and see her one day, Heidi.
When can I go, Grandfather?
Not yet. The snow's too deep.
But one day...
We'll see. Heidi! Come out here, will you? Wrap yourself up and bring out all those rugs. The ground's firm and crisp. We're going sledging!
We're going out! We're going to see Peter's grandmother today.
Oh, did I say that?
No, but we are, aren't we? Hello?
Who's that?
Hello, Grandmother. I've come to see you at last. Did you think I was a long time coming?
Are you the child who lives up there with the old man? Are you Heidi? How did you get here?
I've just come down on the sleigh with Grandfather.
With the old man? Why, your hands are quite warm. Brigitte, did the old man himself come down with the child?
It's hardly likely. She must have made a mistake.
I know quite well who wrapped me up in my bed cover and brought me down in the sleigh. It was my grandfather.
What's she like, Brigitte? Describe her to me.
She's slight, like Adelaide was.
Oh.
She has dark eyes and curly hair like her father's and the old man's. Mm. She takes after them both, I think.
It is cold in your hut, Grandmother.
Oh, you're right, it is. Bitterly cold at times.
One of your shutters is open, that's why. It keeps flapping backwards and forwards. Grandfather would put a nail in it and make it all right in no time.
Listen to her.
Can't you see how it keeps banging?
Oh, dear child. I can't see it, but I can hear it all right. I often lie awake in fear and trembling, thinking that the whole place will collapse and bury us alive.
But why can't you see it? Who can make it light for you again? Isn't there anyone who can do it?
Oh, there now, there. Dear Heidi, come to me. Let me tell you something. It's such a pleasure to talk to someone when you can no longer see. Peter and his mother have too much to do. Will you sit and talk to me?
What about Grandmother?
Tell us what you do up there and how your grandfather occupies himself. That's something we'd all like to know, huh?
Wait till I tell Grandfather about you. He'll make it light for you again. And he'll mend the house so it doesn't fall on top of you. He'll put everything right for you again. You'll see. Here I am.
Good. So you kept your promise.
Grandmother asked after you and says she hopes you're well.
Did she now?
Their house is so dark and cold. Tomorrow we must take the hammer and the long nails and fasten their shutter and drive in a lot more nails all over the place to stop the banging and rattling.
We must we? Who told you that?
Nobody told me, but everything's giving way. And when Grandmother can't sleep, she lies awake trembling at the noise. Everything's dark and she doesn't think anyone can make it light for her again. But you'll be able to, won't you? Think how horrible it is for her to be always in the dark and then to be frightened because her house might fall down on her. Nobody can help her but you. We must go and help her tomorrow. We will, won't we, Grandfather?
Is that Heidi? Oh, it's the child again.
So she has come back. Wonders. Oh, my God. What's that?
Now it's coming. Oh, the house is going to fall on us.
Don't be frightened. It's only Grandfather.
I can't believe it. Oh, go and fetch him in, Brigitte. I want to thank him for this.
Good evening, Alp Uncle. Mother's asked me to invite you to come in.
She wants to thank you for doing us such a kind service.
I want no thanks, Tiller.
I don't know who else would have done it for us.
That'll do. I know what you think of me. Go back inside. I can find out for myself what needs mending.
He hasn't changed his manners, that's for sure. Heidi can't do that for him.
The snow has gone from this patch, from this patch, from this patch. The snow has gone from this patch to make the flowers grow. The flowers come...
Carry on with your game. Carry on. Now, let's see if I can guess your name. You must be Heidi. Am I right?
Yes. Have you come to see my grandfather?
I have indeed. Could you tell him that the village pastor would like a word with him? Ah, here he is now. Good morning, neighbor.
Good morning.
I think you know already what's brought me here.
Heidi, go off to the goats.
Yes, grandfather.
I'll come straight to the point, neighbor. That child ought to have been at school a year ago, and most certainly this last winter. What are you thinking of doing with her?
I'm thinking of not sending her to school.
Well, how are you going to let her grow up, then?
I'm going to let her grow up and be happy with the goats and birds. It's all she needs. She'll learn no evil from them.
She'll learn nothing from them. Next winter, Heidi must come to school every day.
She'll do no such thing. Do you really want me to send a young child like that miles down the mountain on ice-cold mornings through storm and snow, coming back at night when the wind is raging? Would you risk it yourself when you could be buried alive in it?
You're quite right, neighbor, quite right. But that is not what I meant. Why don't you come back down to Dorfman? Live amongst your fellow men. What sort of life is this for you, alone here, with your bitter thoughts towards God and man?
The people despise me, and I despise them. It is best for all of us if we live apart. I say now what I shall continue to say. I will not send the child to school, and I will not come down to Dorfman.
Then God help you.
Grandfather, there's a lady coming up the hill to see us. She's ever such a peculiar hat on her head. And Grandfather, I think I know her.
I should think you do know me, young lady. You live with me for long enough.
Is it Detta?
Your Auntie Detta, if you please. I must say you're looking quite well, though. It's quite clear that your grandfather has been looking after you. I'm pleased to see you.
Did I give you any reason to doubt that I would?
Well, let's say you made me no promises. But I can quite see that a child of this age is an inconvenience to you. It was never my intention to burden you with her forever.
What are you scheming now?
A wonderful opportunity has come up for her. She's to be the companion to a young lady, an invalid.
She'll do no such thing.
The housekeeper who looks after the young lady, Clara Saisman, they call her, tells me that her father is looking for a simple-minded and unspoilt child. I thought at once of Heidi, and they have agreed to take her on my recommendation.
Have you quite finished?
Have you been listening to anything I've been saying? Anyone else will be thanking God for the news I've brought you.
Take your news to anybody you like. I'll have nothing to do with it.
If that's all you have to say about it, then let me give you a piece of my mind. The child is now 8 years old. She knows nothing. You won't let her go to school? Oh, yes, I've heard all about that. She's my own sister's child, and I'm responsible for her. There's such a good opening for her here. Anyone else would jump at the chance, but not you. You're too selfish, but I'm not going to give in. And I would think twice before you bring it to court. There's a great deal that a law court could rake up about you.
Be quiet, woman. I've heard enough. Go away and be done with you.
You've made Grandfather angry.
Don't worry about him. He'll soon be all right again. Show me where your clothes are.
I'm not coming.
Nonsense. You don't understand any better than your grandfather. You'll like it much better in Frankfurt. Here's your clothes and your hat. They're very shabby, but they'll have to do. Put them on.
I'm not coming.
Oh, don't be stupid. You're like one of those goats out there. Listen to me. You heard your grandfather. He doesn't want to see us ever again. That's what he said. He wants you to go away with me. You mustn't make him any more angry than he is. Oh, it's lovely in Frankfurt. You'll love it there.
Can I come back here tonight?
What are you talking about? Come along now.
But I must say goodbye to Grandfather.
What? And have him shouting at us again? Hurry before he comes back. Come on.
Where are you going, Heidi?
I'm only going to Frankfurt for a bit. I'll be back soon. Detta, I'd better just run and kiss Grandmother.
No, you don't. No time for that. Keep hold of my hand, child. Don't you dare let go. We've got a train to catch.
When will we get there?
Try and have a little sleep. You might as well. We won't arrive till night time.
So it'll be too late then to go back and see Grandmother?
Of course it will. Just think, when you come back from Frankfurt, you can bring Grandmother a present.
What could I take her?
Oh, we'll think of something. A soft roll of bread? That would be nice for her.
Yes, because she always says she can't eat the black bread. She gives it to Peter. I've seen her. Oh, I hope we get to Frankfurt soon. I'll be able to give her the white bread tomorrow.
What a child you are.
Frankfurt! This is Frankfurt Station!
We're here!
Yes, we're here. And you'll soon meet your new friend, Clara Savement.
Isn't it time yet, Fräulein Rottenmeier?
How many times are you going to ask me, Clara?
That'll be them. Please let it be them. I hope she's nice.
Send them right up, Jeanette. Keep still, Clara, and tidy up your hair. Come in.
Good evening, Fräulein Rottenmeier. This is the child I spoke to you about. I'm sure she's exactly what you're looking for.
Step forward, child. What is your name?
Heidi.
What? That's no Christian name for a child. You were not christened Heidi. What name did they give you when you were baptized?
I can't remember.
Oh, what a way to answer. Detta, is the child a simpleton or merely saucy?
She's certainly not simple, nor saucy. She doesn't know what the word means, I'm sure. She speaks exactly as she thinks. That's her way. This is the first time she's been in a gentleman's house.
That's all very well, but what is her name?
She was christened Adelaide after her mother, my sister, who is now dead.
Well, Adelaide is a name that one can pronounce. But I must tell you that I'm astonished to see so young a child. Fräulein Clara is now over 12. What age is this child?
If you will allow me, I myself have lost count of her exact age. She's certainly a little younger, but not much. I can't say precisely, but I think she's, 10 or thereabouts.
Grandfather told me I was 8.
Shh, Heidi.
8? 8? That's 4 years too young. What use is such a child? What have you learnt? What books do you learn from?
None.
Then how did you learn to read?
I've never learnt to read. Neither has Peter.
Mercy upon us, you don't know how to read. How could you think of bringing me a child like this?
She is exactly what I thought you required. A child unlike all other children. Those were your very words. Now I must go. My mistress will be waiting for me. I certainly can't hang around here all night.
But one moment. Really, Detta, I must speak to you.
Could you stand over here so I can see you? Would you rather be called Heidi or Adelaide? I'm always called Heidi.
Then that's what I'll call you. Do you always have your hair short like that?
Of course I do. Do you always have yours long?
Yes, but that's usual for a girl. Are you glad you've come to Frankfurt?
No, but I'm going home again tomorrow to take Grandmother her white loaf.
You are funny. I'm glad you haven't learned anything yet. It would be fun having lessons now, as you can't read.
Why will it?
They're so boring. They send everyone to sleep. My tutor puts his book right up to his face when he wants to yawn, and Fräulein Rottenmeier covers her face with her handkerchief. But I daren't yawn because she doses me with cod liver oil if I do. It's really horrible, so I never yawn. But now it will be much more fun. I'll be able to lie here and listen to you learning to read.
But I don't want to.
Oh, good, here's Sebastian.
Dinner's ready. Let me lift you into your wheelchair, Miss Clara. That's it. Have a go.
You can push me to the dining room if you like, Heidi. Usually Sebastian pushes me.
Why don't you walk?
I don't know. I just can't. I go everywhere in my wheelchair.
Did you say his name's Sebastian?
What are you staring me for?
You look so like Peter. Well, you're bigger than him, of course. He's only 12, but you do remind me of him.
Whatever next? Now she's talking to the servants as if they were her friends. I've never met a child like her. Sit down, girl. You may serve us, Sebastian.
White bread. May I have it?
You don't put it in your pocket, Heidi. You're supposed to eat it now.
Sebastian, leave us.
Fräulein.
Adelaide, I see I have to teach you your table manners. But first, I must make you understand that you are not to speak to Sebastian at table or at any other time. And you must address me as you hear others doing. Clara will decide what you are to call her.
Clara, of course.
Now, for your general behaviour. I might as well tell you now the rules you are to obey. You must keep everything clean and be... Adelaide, are you listening, child?
She's been asleep for ages.
Oh, what a great nuisance she is. What have we let ourselves in for?
Oh, well, Miss Adelaide, and you're a sleepyhead, no mistake.
Where am I? Why is it so dark?
Where are you? In bed, and long past getting up time, too.
What do you want me to do?
What do I want? It's what do you want, miss? Breakfast, I should think. Some more of those white rolls that you stuffed into your pockets last night.
They weren't for me. They're for Peter's grandmother to help her see again. Why is it so dark in here? I can't see the mountain.
I should think not. Now, hurry up, or I'll be in trouble as well as you.
But I want to see out, and I can't hear the wind in the fir trees. I can't hear the goat bells. Oh, why can't I see out?
What is the matter with you, Adelaide? Don't you understand what breakfast is? Come along at once. Clara is waiting for you. Your lessons with the tutor begin straight after breakfast. First, I must have words with the poor man. Little does he suspect that he must undertake to teach you your ABC.
Let us see what you know, Heidi. Have you seen these letters before?
No.
Well, they are the letters of the alphabet. When you learn all these letters, you'll be able to read.
No, I'm sure I won't be able to do that.
You will. Reading's easy.
This is the letter A. A is for animal.
Animal.
Like goats, Heidi.
A is for goat.
Let's start again, shall we? A is for animal. B is for bird.
The great bird on the mountain.
Yeah, yes. Yes, exactly. C is for clock.
Oh, I can hear them. I can hear the trees at last.
Where are you going?
Right, I'm Adelaide.
What was that crash? And why is the child shrieking for the servant like that? Good heavens. Tablecloth, books, work basket, everything lying in the ink. Did she do this?
A carriage went past and she just flew out of the room. I think it must have scared her.
Frightened of a carriage?
She's unused to such things. No harm, no harm. She just jumped up and ran out. I'll soon have everything as it was.
Leave it! I want the child to see the total devastation she has caused. I want her to understand that if she ever tries to run from her lessons again, she is to be tied to her chair. If we ever find her, that is. Sebastian!
Ah, there you are. What are you doing here, gazing up and down the street, trying to run away?
I heard the sound of the fir trees, but I can't see them anywhere. And now I can't hear them anymore, Sebastian.
Fir trees? Do you think we live in a forest?
And now I remember that Fräulein Rottmeier said I'm not to talk to you, because you're only a servant.
Oh, did she now? Oh, come on. We better take you upstairs. So she can show you what mischief you've caused. Come on, face the music.
Sebastian, I wanted to ask you something.
What does Miss want now?
I want to know how to open the window.
Oh, well, that's easy. Like that.
But I still can't see out.
Ah, here's a stool for you to climb on. Now, Miss can look out and see what's going on below.
Nothing but streets. What would I see if I went round the other side of the house?
Exactly the same thing.
But where can I go to see right over the whole valley?
Well, you see that church tower over there with the golden ball on the top?
Yes.
You'd have to climb up there. Then you'd see for miles and miles.
Excuse me, please.
What do you want?
Where's the tower with the gold ball on top?
I don't know.
Do you know any church with a high tower?
Might do. Depends.
Please, would you take me there?
Depends what you'll give me.
What do you want?
Money.
Oh, that's easy. I'm sure Clara will give you some. How much do you want?
Tuppence.
Yes, I'm sure that would be all right. What's that funny thing on your back?
It's a hurdy-gurdy. Want to hear it? Listen.
It's lovely. It makes me want to dance. You must come and play it for Clara. She'd love it. She never comes out, you see, because she can't walk, so she won't ever have heard it. Can we go straight away?
Okay. Here's your church. There.
The doors won't open. I can't get in.
Ring the bell, then.
I think I can hear someone coming. You'll wait for me, won't you? I'll never find my way back without you.
What will you give me if I do?
What do you want?
Another tuppence.
What do you mean by this? Bringing me all the way down here. Can't you read the pair of you?
No.
No, sir.
For those who wish to go up the tower, that's what it says. Now, clear off.
But I do want to go up to the tower.
What for?
I want to go up so I can look down.
Get along home, the pair of you.
Please, sir. Please take me up there. Just this once. I really do want to see down more than anything else in the world.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Are we nearly there? I can't wait to see it.
There. Now you can look down.
Is that all there is? Hmm? Rooftops and chimney pots? It's just the same as it was from the house. Only there's more of them. I can't see any goats.
Goats? Did you say goats?
Or trees, or mountains. It's not at all what I expected.
There you see. A child like you doesn't know anything about a view. It's wasted on you. Now don't you go ringing at my bell again. Come on down. I'll show you something more to your liking.
Oh, aren't they beautiful? I've never seen such pretty kittens before. Yeah.
Would you like one?
My very own?
You can have them all.
Can I really? Clara will love them. Can I take them home with me?
Yes.
That little black one and the one with the smudgy nose. They're just like little swan and little bear. I'm sure that's the house. Can you wait just in case it isn't? Yes, it is. I can hear Sebastian whistling.
Oh, there you are!
Sebastian, guess what I've been doing? I went all the way to the church and I didn't get lost
once. Be quick, little miss. Go straight up into the dining room.
Hey! What about my tuppences?
They're already at table. Try and what the maid's going to explode any minute. Whatever made the little miss run off like that?
Miss Adelaide has arrived, Paula.
Thank you, Sebastian. That'll do.
Paula.
I will speak with you later, Adelaide. I will say only this. You behaved in a most unmannerly and reprehensible way by running out of the house as you did without asking permission. How dare you, Adelaide? That's enough. Leave the room at once.
It isn't me. It's the kittens.
Cats? Take them away! Oh, Tinette! Sebastian! Sebastian! Get rid of these monsters at once. Heidi, go straight up to your room and stay there until you're sent for.
What's the dance, miss?
Oh, what on earth is happening now?
That's tuppence for taking her, tuppence for bringing her back, and tuppence for the music, please. Oh!
Grandmother, I brought you all these rolls. Soft white bread, just for you. Now you'll be able to see the snow on the mountains again, and all the flowers. Oh, I'm still here. I thought I was home again on the mountains. But Detta said I could go home whenever I wanted to, and I do want to. Where's my dress and my hat? And I can wrap Grandmother's rolls up in this shawl. Won't she be surprised?
I believe my eyes?
You are up and dressed like a tramp. What do you mean by this? Haven't I told you to stay in your room? Haven't I strictly forbidden you to go running around the streets? And here you are, ready to start off again and dressed like a beggar.
I wasn't going to run about. I was going home.
Home? What are you talking about? You ungrateful little child.
I only wanted to go home because Snowflake will be crying for me. And Grandmother will be wondering why I don't go to see her. And Greenfinch will get beaten because I'm not there to give Peter any cheese.
Oh, good gracious, Adelaide.
And I can never see how the sun says goodnight to the mountains here. If the great bird flew over Frankfurt, he'd croak louder than ever. Because people teach each other such bad things instead of going up to live on the rocks, where everything is so much nicer.
Heaven have mercy on us, the child is out of her mind. Sebastian! Sebastian!
Yes, Flora?
Take Miss Adelaide up to her room again and lock her in, for goodness sake. Throw away that ridiculous hat of hers and that stale bread she's clutching in her shawl. And let us try to teach her some sense.
Fräulein. So, my little miss is in trouble again, is she? Oh, there, there. Don't take it to heart so much. Tell you what. As soon as Fräulein Rottenmeier is out the way, I'll take you to see the kittens in their new hidey hole, shall I?
Yes,
Sebastian.
Oh, what now, I wonder?
I want you to take a letter to the mail. I'm sending for Herr Sesemann, not once.
Fräulein Rottenmeier, what has happened? Is my daughter ill?
Herr Sesemann, you can rest assured that Clara is as well as she was when you last saw her.
But your message indicated that you needed to see me urgently. That I've cancelled important business to be here.
It is a matter which concerns Clara. We have been frightfully imposed upon.
Really? In what way?
The child.
What are you talking about?
When we decided to get a companion for Clara, I thought I would look for a little Swiss girl who, born, as it were, out of mountain air, would live and move without touching the earth.
Even a Swiss child would have to touch ground if she wanted to go anywhere. Otherwise, she would have been given wings instead of feet.
I'm not joking, Herr Sesemann. The matter is more serious than you think. I have been disgracefully imposed upon.
In her letters, Clara seems delighted with her. She loves her new friend.
If only you knew. If only you knew the kind of animals she has brought to the house.
Animals?
It's past understanding. The whole behavior of the child would be past understanding if it were not evident that she is not in her right mind.
Clara, answer my questions as truthfully as you can. What kind of animals has your little companion brought into the house?
Oh, you mean the kittens. She had them in her pockets, Papa. One for me and one for her. And every time she opened her mouth to speak, one of the kittens went, meow. And Fräulein Rottenmeier thought it was Heidi speaking. It was so funny.
Is that all?
And then a boy came into the room and played tunes on his hurdy-gurdy, just for me. It was wonderful. It's been lovely since Heidi was here.
So you don't want her to be sent away?
Oh, no. Please don't send her away. It used to be so dull here till Heidi came. Now something exciting happens every day.
Good. Well, that's all I need to know. I shall ask Fräulein Rottenmeier to overlook Heidi's strange little ways, and I'm glad I've been able to clear this up so quickly before I had to leave.
Oh, Papa, you're not going away again. You've only just...
No, I'm afraid I have to. Now that I know you're quite well and happy, I'll leave at once. But somebody else is coming to be with you, Clara. I'm sure Fräulein Rottenmeier will be glad of her help. Your grandmama.
Oh, Papa! Heidi, guess what? Grandmother's coming.
Grandmother, is she really coming here?
Oh, Grandmama Sesemann.
Oh, I see.
You will like her. She's very kind. She always brings me presents, but I never have anything to give her.
You could draw her some pictures.
What a good idea. We could put them all around the room.
We can put them here by the house, and here by the flowers, and here.
Oh,
and here,
Heidi.
And here.
Stop jumping around.
May I ask what all this noise is about when Miss Clara is supposed to be resting?
Grandmama's coming. We're going to make her some presents. Isn't it exciting?
Go to your room, Adelaide. And when Frau Sesemann arrives, on no account are you to call her grandmama. She is not your grandmama.
To you, she is Madam. Is that quite understood?
Madam? Good evening, Clara's Madam. Good evening, Madam Grandmama. Oh, it can't be right. What does Fräulein Rosemeyer mean?
Grandmama! My little Clara!
Clara's Madam Grandmama. Oh, dear.
You're wanted in the drawing room. Look sharp.
Ah, here comes the child. Now, come along and let me have a good look at you.
Good evening, Mrs. Madam.
Oh, is that how they address people in your home on the mountain?
No, I never knew anyone with that name before.
Neither did I.
But Fräulein Rottenmeier said...
Never mind what Fräulein Rottenmeier said. When I'm with children, I'm always Grandmama. You won't forget that name, will you?
No, I often used to say it at home.
Do you have a Grandmama of your own?
No, but I've got Peter's grandmother.
Who's Peter?
He's my friend. He looks after the goats on the mountain, where Grandfather lives.
I understand. And what is your name, child?
I'm always called Heidi, but now I'm to be called Adelaide.
Frau Sesemann will agree that it was necessary to choose a name that could be pronounced easily.
My worthy Rottenmeier, if a person is called Heidi and has grown accustomed to that name, I call her by that name. Heidi, would you like to go to the next room and wait for Clara? I have some pretty books in there you may look at.
Yes, Grandmama.
This is just the misfortune I was telling you about. What use are books to her? She has not even been able to learn her ABC all the time she has been here. If the tutor had not the patience of an angel, he would have given up trying to teach her long ago.
That's very strange. She looks a bright enough child to me. She doesn't look at all like a child who'd be unable to learn her alphabet.
She's hopeless. Quite hopeless, I tell you.
Oh, dear child. Don't cry. Don't cry. Now, whatever is it?
It's this picture.
Now, let me have the book. I don't see anything to cry at here. Look, we have a pretty pasture, and a shepherd boy with his flock of sheep and goats, and the sky is all gold with the setting sun. Is it this one?
Yes.
Well, why does it make you so sad? Has it reminded you of something? But there's a lovely story to go with this picture. Perhaps I'll read it to you this evening. Would you like that?
Yes, please, Grandmama.
Now, I want you to tell me something. Do you like your lessons? Are you learning plenty of new things?
No, but I already knew that I wouldn't be able to do it.
To do what?
To read. It's much too hard.
Who told you that?
Peter. He knows all about it. He's tried and tried, and he can't do it.
Then Peter must be a very odd boy. Listen, Heidi, we mustn't always go by what Peter says. We must try for ourselves.
It's no use.
Listen to me. I tell you that you can learn to read in a very little while. Not every child is like Peter, you know. I know you can do it if you want to. And you do want to, don't you?
I think so.
You see this picture with the shepherd and the animals? Now, as soon as you know how to read, you can have this book for your very own. And then you'll know all about the sheep and the goats and what the shepherd did and the wonderful things that happened to him. You'd like to hear about that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. If only I could read now. How long will it take?
Oh, well, that's up to you.
B-boy, B-ball, B-blue.
Yes! Heidi, try the sentence now.
The boy has a blue ball.
Yes!
The boy has a blue ball and he throws it into the air. But that's easy. Can we find something harder now?
Excellent. I really think you could try from this big book now.
Has Heidi really learned to read at last?
It is indeed truly marvellous. She's virtually learned her lessons overnight.
Oh, let Grandmama hear you from this book.
And the man came down from the mountain. And the man came down from the mountain.
Oh, well, Heidi, what did I promise you? The book is yours now.
Can I keep it? Always. Even when I go home.
But you're not going home yet. Not for years.
For years, aren't I?
Bring the book to my room when Clara's having her rest. We'll read to each other, shall we?
There. We've read nearly every story in the book now. I still like the shepherd story best, though.
Heidi, you know I'm leaving today, don't you?
Yes, but I wish you could stay.
I have enjoyed our afternoons together while Clara has her rest. But you're still sad, aren't you?
A little.
More than a little. Every morning you come down to breakfast with such a sad, tired face. Sometimes I think you must have been crying all night. Why aren't you happy?
I can't tell you.
Well, you must tell someone. Do you say your prayers?
No, I've given up praying.
Oh, don't tell me that, Heidi.
There's no point. God doesn't listen. I've asked for the same thing every day for weeks, and he doesn't listen. I can understand that. There's so many other people to listen to.
And what was it you prayed for? Won't you tell me that?
No, I can't.
Oh, it's such a shame. You brought us so much happiness. I wish we could do the same for you. But you're strong, you know. Things will get better for you one day. You'll be able to look back and say, I'm glad I didn't always get what I wanted. I got other things instead. Do you understand what I mean?
I think so.
You will do one day. All the same, I wish I knew what was going on in your head.
Must you keep the door wide open, Sebastian? It's cold this morning.
I thought you opened it.
I certainly haven't. I've only just got out of my bed.
I found it wide open yesterday morning, too. Are you sure it wasn't you?
Would I get up 1 minute earlier than I have to? I trust you to blame me. You must have forgotten to bolt it last night.
What?
Either that, or we've got a ghost in the house. And if we had, you can tell Rottenmeier. I'm not.
Oh, not again. The door's wide open to the world just like yesterday. I don't like this, I don't. Fräulein Rottenmeier, would you come down here, please?
What is it, Sebastian? And why is the door standing open at this hour of the morning?
Because this is how I found it, and this is how I find it every morning of the week. I bolt it at night, and I come down in the morning, and I find it wide open.
Then you must stay up tonight, Sebastian, and find out how it is done.
Me?
Yes. You.
What? Who's there? Who is it? Oh, Lord!
A ghost, you say?
As sure as anything. A white ghost standing on the doorstep. I saw it for 1 second and then it disappeared.
Oh, what's to become of us? A ghost in our very house. Say nothing to the other servants about this, Sebastian. I must write to Herr Sesemann immediately.
Clara. How is my little one feeling?
Hello, Papa. I didn't know you were coming. Isn't it exciting about the ghost? Fräulein Rottenmeier sleeps in my room every night. Tonette is supposed to sleep in Heidi's room. But Heidi's more frightened of Tonette than she is of the ghost, so she sleeps on her own. I'm glad we've got a ghost, because it's brought you home to us.
And not before time. This has all been a great trial.
Well, I'm intrigued, I'll say that much. I propose to sit up tonight and see this ghost for myself.
On your own, Papa? Aren't you brave?
Yeah, well, as it happens, I bumped into an old friend, the doctor, on my way here, and he's agreed to stand guard with me. A bit of company, you know.
Oh.
No, don't think any more about it, any of you. We'll soon have the matter cleared up. All set, Herr Doctor.
Are we to light the lantern, says Mum?
Oh, certainly. I'm not sitting in the dark for any ghost. But we'll close the door to this room. Don't want to frighten our ghost away.
Now, do we have what we need for the night? A revolver apiece, just to show we mean business. A bottle of wine, 2 glasses.
Yes, and take a comfortable chair, Hans. We may be in for a long night. What? Nothing doing. I think the ghost has got scent of us. It's not going to show up tonight.
Sesemann.
Don't you hear something?
My God.
Afraid?
Nonsense. I'll take my revolver just the same.
Stand guard. Do you see it?
Just as they said. A figure all in white.
Who's there?
Child, Heidi. What do you want, child? Why did you come down here?
I don't know. I thought
This is a matter for me to see to, Sesamon. I must take her up to her bed. Come along, Heidi. You wait here. There now. Little better?
Yes, thank you.
Can you tell me where you were wanting to go?
I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't know I'd gone downstairs, but all of a sudden I was there.
Had you been dreaming?
Yes, I always dream the same thing.
What do you dream about?
I'm always back with Grandfather, and I hear the wind in the fir trees outside, and it's all so beautiful. But when I wake up, I'm still in Frankfurt.
Have you a pain anywhere?
No, I just feel as there's a big stone inside me. Something heavy, as if I wanted to cry very much.
I see. And then, do you cry?
No, Fräulein Rottermeier has forbidden me to cry.
So, you swallow it all down. And where did you live with your grandfather?
Up on the mountains.
Rather dull at times, eh? Not much for a child to do?
No, it was beautiful. I can't tell you how beautiful it is there. I wish I was home.
There, there. Let it go, Heidi. Let it go.
Sesamon, let me first tell you that your little charge is a sleepwalker. She is the ghost who has opened the door every night and set the house in such a fever. Secondly, she is consumed with homesickness. She has almost died of it. She may do so yet. And that's the truth.
Good gracious.
But there is a cure. My prescription is this. Send the child home at once.
I'm here. This is it. Let me off now, please, coachman. This is my grandmother's house.
God, that was just the way Heidi used to run in.
It is Heidi. It's me.
It's her voice. And her hair. Oh, is it really you, Heidi? Have you really come back to me?
It's Heidi, all right. Looking very smart in her city clothes. But so thin and pale, I'd hardly know her. It didn't suit you then, where Dessa took you?
I wanted to come home all the time, and I'm never going away again. No one will make me.
Were they unkind to you there?
Surely not.
No, they were very kind. Clara's given me so many presents for you all. Oh. They're in the trunk. But these are for you, Grandmother, in this bag.
Rolls of bread!
White bread, and as fresh as we could get them.
How many more of them? How many more?
And there's a sausage for Peter, only he mustn't eat it all at the same time, Clara said, or he'll be ill.
Good gracious, it'll last him a month.
And I must take off this silly Frankfurt dress, or else Grandfather won't know me. I'm going home now, but I'll come back tomorrow, I promise. Oh, the mountains! Oh, my beautiful mountains! I'm really home! Grandfather! Grandfather! I'm home again! Grandfather! I'm home! Grandfather!
So, you've come back to me, Heidi. Did you do anything wrong there to make those people send you away?
Of course I didn't.
Well, you were very pale. Didn't they treat you well?
They were all very kind. Except for Fräulein Rottermeier. That was because I'm only 8, and she thought I'd be 12.
So why have they sent you home?
Herr Sesemann has put it all in this letter for you. I couldn't bear being away from you. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to die. And then yesterday morning, Herr Sesemann told me I could go home.
So. Oh, I see it all now.
Oh, there's money here. You can buy a bed and bedclothes and dresses for a couple of years with this.
I don't want it. Clara has put so many dresses in my trunk that I'll never need any more. And I've got a bed already. My straw bed in the loft. But it's gone.
I took it down. Well, how did I know you were coming back to me? We'll soon get it together again. One day you'll need it. Come back down and we'll eat outside. Do you think you can still drink little swan's milk with me?
I used to imagine I could hear the goat bells in Frankfurt, but I can really hear them now. Hmm? Now I know I'm home.
Peter will be pleased to see you again. He's been as grumpy as... as grumpy as a grumpy old man since you left.
Hello, Peter. This is Swan, Little Bear. Do you know me, Snowflake? Greenfinch!
Sail back.
Aren't you going to say hello to me?
Will you be coming up the mountain with me tomorrow?
After I've seen Grandmother, yes. And the next day and the next. I'll come with you every day now.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to make allowances for her. She's probably forgotten how steep it is up there.
Will you bring bread and cheese again tomorrow?
Just wait till you see the present Clara sent you. You won't be needing my bread and cheese. You won't have room for it.
You should sleep well tonight. No more sleepwalking now.
I can hear the wind in the trees. Everything's all right again.
Yes. Everything's all right again. We'll both sleep well now.
Is that you, Brigitte? Is there any sign of Heidi yet?
Yes, she's here. Oh. She's just been helping me to bring some logs in.
Hello, Grandmother.
She's getting the colour back in her cheeks.
Do you like bread I brought you?
Oh, I do. I feel stronger already.
You should have seen her tucking in, Heidi. I just wish I could afford to buy white bread from the baker at Dorfley. That would be the thing.
I've got lots of money. Now I know what to do with it. I'll give it to you to buy bread with. Oh. A fresh roll for every day and two on Sunday.
No, child. I can't let you do that.
And if you get stronger, you'll soon be able to see again, won't you?
You're a dear child. You haven't changed at all.
But I have. Did I tell you I can read now?
Can you really?
It's so easy. Do you want to hear me?
Oh, I would. It's so long since anyone read to me. Pass the book down to her, Brigitte.
I'll have to blow the dust off it first. Here. There. Come on, then. Let's hear you.
This one looks nice. It's about the sun. The morning breaks and warm and bright, the earth lies still in the golden light.
Go on, go on.
Did you have a good day at Grandmother's?
Everything's better than ever. Grandfather, all the time I was in Frankfurt, I wanted to come back home. But if I had come straight away, I wouldn't have any rolls to bring to Grandmother, and I wouldn't have been able to read to her. It's just as the other grandmama said it was going to be. Even if I didn't get what I wanted straight away, things are all right again. She was right, wasn't she?
It doesn't always work like that. Once you're forgotten, you're always forgotten. There's no changing that.
That's not true. Wait till I read you this story from my book. Then you'll see it's not true. A man wanted to go back to his father, but he thought his father wouldn't want him as a son. You can see him in the picture, here. And he looks sad, doesn't he?
He does. He looks very sad.
What do you think happens next?
You tell me.
His father saw him and was sorry. He ran and hugged his son and kissed him.
I know that story well.
This is the picture that comes next. He's happy now. They're both happy.
I think it's time for you to go to bed. Off you go.
Yes, Grandfather.
I've sinned against my fellow men so many times in the past. I've used violence against them. I've been too proud to ask them for forgiveness. If only I had the simple faith of that child. Father in heaven, forgive me, for I have sinned. I'm not worthy to be called thy son.
Grandfather, I've never seen you dressed like this before. You do look nice.
Put on your best dress, Heidi. We're going down to the village.
Why?
To meet some friends, perhaps. We'll see.
Listen to the bells. It's like a great festival.
Neighbor, I'm very pleased to see you here today.
I have come to ask you, Pastor, to forget and forgive the words I spoke to you. You were right, and I was wrong.
You speak with moving humility, my friend.
I made up my mind to find a place for us in Dorfley this winter.
You won't regret it. It will please us all to have you living with us again.
Yes.
Are these your friends, Grandfather?
Yes, I do. They are.
Oh, bless the child. Neighbour, may I shake your hand? I'm pleased to see you both here.
Yes.
Thank you.
And me. Welcome back to us.
Welcome, neighbour.
Welcome, Heidi.
People are good to us. Very good.
You look nicer and nicer today. You keep smiling.
Oh, I'm happier today than I deserve to be. Oh, it's good to be at peace with myself.
Heidi, can you come to our hut? There's something there for you.
A letter for me? It's from Clara.
Oh.
My dear friend Heidi, I hope Grandmother enjoyed the rolls.
Tell her I did. Thank her very much.
So she won't have to eat them dry. I have arranged to have some coffee sent to her.
Coffee? When did I last have coffee to drink? Go on, Heidi.
I have at last persuaded Father to take me to Ragatz, which is near Dorfley. Grandmama is joining us there, and we are both looking forward to coming to see you and your grandfather as soon as we can. Your loving friend, Clara. They're coming here. Clara and Grandmama are coming here.
Yeah.
You can keep your cheese. I don't want it.
What's the matter with you? Why are you so bad-tempered these days?
I'm not telling you.
You'll have to tell me. I don't like you when you're like this. Tell me what's wrong and then we can be friends again.
Is that Clara? I don't want her to come because she might take you away again.
Of course she won't take me away. Listen, I wouldn't go even if she wanted me to. I'm never going to leave the mountain again.
You never stop talking about her.
That's because she's my friend. I miss her. Didn't you miss me when I was in Frankfurt? You're like her, and you're like Grandmama. If it wasn't for Grandmama, I would never have learnt to read. Peter, I've got an idea.
What is it?
You must learn to read.
I've tried.
Then you must try again.
It's no use. I can't do it.
Nobody believes that except you. Grandmama told me not to believe you. Why don't I teach you to read? We could do a bit every day, but we'll keep it a secret.
Peter, your meal's ready. Oh, this is a nice surprise, Heidi. We haven't seen you for quite a time.
I've been busy, haven't I, Peter?
Yes, very.
So. I've missed you. I haven't had any hymns read to me for ages.
Would you like to hear one now?
Oh, I would. I love to hear you read.
Go on, Peter. Find the page. You listen as well, Brigitte.
All right.
Here it is.
Go on.
The morning breaks and warm and the earth still in the golden light.
But that was Peter.
That was our surprise. Did you like it?
Oh, I never thought the day would come when I'd hear Peter read.
Well, you passed the time nicely teaching Peter to read. And you, General, you proved to yourself that nothing's impossible after all, eh?
Well, they won't laugh at me anymore when I go back to school.
They better not. I'll be going with you, remember? I'll tell them how hard you've worked.
Oh, you've a few months to go yet, before school starts.
A few months? I could teach you to do arithmetic, Peter.
Oh, no.
I bet it won't be long before your visitors arrive, Heidi.
How do you know?
Because I've got eyes. When I'm looking down the mountain, I can see a party of people. One on a horse, one being carried in a chair.
Where? Grandfather, it's Clara and Grandmama. They're coming.
Oh, I think I'll go now.
No, stay and meet Clara.
Oh, I've got to see to the goat.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Clara! Clara!
Oh, here at last. Oh, what a journey. What breathtaking scenery.
Hello, Heidi. I promised we'd come, didn't I?
This is Grandfather. Mm-hmm. I've been watching out for you every minute, but he saw you first.
Hello, Grandfather. I've heard so much about you.
Well, let me help you down, Frau Sesemann.
Oh, thank you.
We're very pleased you've come. This little one has been like a jack-in-the-box, jumping up and down to see if she could see you coming.
Oh, what a wonderful place you live in. Just look at the colours on the mountain slope. And it's so still. So peaceful. What do you think of it, Clara?
I wish I lived here.
Shall I put you in your chair? You'll be more comfortable. There. Now we can let the men go.
Thank you. Please come back for us this afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
There's so many flowers. The best ones are even higher up, where the goats go to feed. Do you think I could go there?
I'm sure I could push you up. The chair goes so easily.
Oh, Heidi, you mustn't even try. It's enough to be here, isn't it, Clara? Just to look at these mountains and to know that they've been here for thousands and thousands of years. How much they must have seen. How mighty they are.
Grandmama's getting carried away.
Smell the fir trees. And listen to the sound they make. You'll remember that sound when you're back in Frankfurt every single night.
This is simple food, but I hope you'll share it with us. Milk from the goats, cheese from the milk, and bread that Heidi and I bake every day.
Oh, it's been a wonderful day. But I'm afraid we'll have to leave you soon. The sun's a good way down. The men will be coming with the horse and the sedan.
Yes, I can see them on the track.
Just another hour, please, Grandmama. We haven't seen inside the hut yet, or Heidi's bed, or the goats.
I'm afraid it's not possible. It's been a full day for you, and we have to get to Ragatz before dark.
Heidi, why don't you take Clara to see where the goats sleep? Can you manage her on your own?
Of course I can. They've got their own little milking cow, Clara.
It's done Clara a lot of good coming up here.
I've been thinking, if you're willing to agree to it, your little granddaughter might remain up here. I'm sure she'd grow stronger. I'd take good care of her.
My dear friend, you've spoken the very thoughts that were in my mind. But it's too much to ask you. You talk of nursing and looking after her as if it were a mere nothing.
Oh, I'd like to do it for her.
Then I thank you sincerely. I thank you from my heart.
Here they come, so you will see them after all. Good evening, Peter.
Good evening, Peter.
Look who's here with me.
So she's come, has she? Miss Clara's arrived at last.
Now I can show you all the goats. These are ours. Mrs. Swan and Snowflake.
I've made a bed up for Clara next to yours, Heidi. When you're ready, I'll carry her up there to see it. She's going to stay with us.
To stay? It's like a dream.
Are you still awake? Only just. Can't you sleep?
I don't want to. I'm listening to the wind in the fir trees. I feel as if they're singing me to sleep.
I know. And doesn't the moon make lovely patterns in the branches? I can just see it through the window. Can you? Clara, you've gone to sleep already. Wake up, Sleepyhead. Herr Tutor is coming.
What? Oh, no.
No, he isn't. But it was the only way I could get you to wake up.
I fetched you some sweet butter this morning. Heidi, you run down the ladder and get the toast ready while I carry Clara down.
Yes, Grandmother.
Arms around my neck. There we are.
Thank you. Is it all right you carrying me up and down the ladder all the time, Grandfather?
I don't mind doing it for you, as long as you do something for me.
What can I do?
I'd like you to try to stand for a minute or two.
But you know she can't.
All the same, I'd like her to try. Hold on to me, Clara. Just try.
I can't do it.
There, that'll do. But we'll keep trying just the same, little at a time. You'll give those muscles a bit of work to do. Now, you've earned your breakfast. What would you like to do afterwards?
Will you take us out with the goats? Do you think you could?
I want Clara to see all the bell flowers up on the mountain. If you could just push the chair up there, we could spend the day with Peter.
Well, if I do, Clara must do something else to please me. She must try again this evening to stand on her feet.
Clara? All right. I will try.
Oh, so Heidi's going to come up the mountain again, is she? But only if Miss Clara comes as well, in her wheelchair. What good will that do? Haha, Clara's chair. Clara's chair. I hate this chair. Why does she have to bring her? To spend the whole day with her and not me. I hate this chair. I hate it. There he goes. Head over heel. I'll never catch it now. Right down the mountainside. I smashed up like an egg.
Peter, where are you?
Oh no, what have I done? She'll never speak to me again.
Grandfather, the shed's open, but the chair's not here.
Of course it's there. I put it there myself last night.
Look, empty. Do you think the wind could have blown it away?
Well, I had to turn a corner first. But if it's rolled down this mountain, we'll never get it back. Be in 100 pieces by now. It'd be very strange if that's happened.
Grandfather, you can do something, can't you? Clara won't have to go home, will she?
Oh, I don't know what'll happen. I'm afraid we'll have to send for her grandmother. She'll have to know about it. But yes, we will go up the mountain today, because I promised we would. That's as far as I'm carrying you.
Thank you.
You'll be safe here till this evening. I'll come back for you then. I'm going to see what's happened to that chair.
It's funny to be so close to where the snow is. But it's so warm. It's a shame we couldn't have gone just a bit further, where all the flowers are. I wonder if they look as pretty as they did last year.
I'd love to see them. Perhaps Grandfather will carry me up there this evening.
The flowers will be closed by then. Do you mind if I just run up there and look at them now?
Of course not.
Lie by Clara, Snowflake. Now you won't be on your own.
Bye! It's so peaceful sitting here on my own like this. I couldn't have come here without Grandfather, though, could I, Snowflake? I can't do anything on my own. You can just skip up here on those skinny little legs of yours. I wish I didn't have to depend on other people all the time.
You must come. It's even better than I remembered. I'm sure I could carry you up there.
Don't be silly, Heidi. I'm much too heavy. Oh, why can't I walk?
There must be a way of getting you up there. Oh, what about Peter? He could help. Peter, can you come down here?
Why should I?
Because you must. I can't do it on my own. You must come down and help me. Come at once.
No, I won't come down. I don't have to do it, you say.
If you don't come down at once, Peter, I'll tell Grandfather about you.
Don't tell him. I'm coming. What do you want?
Don't look so frightened.
What have I got to do?
We're going to take Clara up to the flowers. You stand that side of her and hold her under her arm, and I'll stand this side. Now we lift her up, like this.
You're too small, Heidi. I can't lean on you.
Peter, look at you. Your arm's hanging down like a stick. Just crack your arm so Clara can put hers through it and lean on you. That's it. Whatever you do, don't give way, Peter. I'm sure we can do it.
I don't know what to do next.
Yes, you do. The way Grandfather did it this morning. Put one foot forward.
Oh.
Does it hurt?
Not too much.
Now again. Try again.
I can do it, Heidi. I can take proper steps.
Peter, we did it.
Yes.
I walked it. I really walked.
It's a good job praying doesn't work.
What a thing to say.
But it is. If I'd come home from Frankfurt when I wanted to, you wouldn't have come here to see me. And the wind wouldn't have blown your chair away. And you wouldn't have walked.
Oh, Grandfather, be surprised when he comes back for us.
I always thought it was possible, you know. There didn't seem to be anything to stop you from walking but yourself. You had to want to be able to walk with all your heart.
I did. I wanted to see the flowers. I couldn't have done it without Heidi.
Or Peter. He took all your weight at first.
I want a word with him.
He ran off when you came. I don't know what's up with him today. He seems really scared of something.
Perhaps he thinks he sees a big stick coming after him to beat him.
What do you mean?
I think you'll know what I mean. We better get you back to the hut now, Clara. If my message has arrived, there'll be a visitor for you in the next day or two. You'll have to get some practice in when you've had a good rest.
I came at once, as soon as I got your message. And I've sent for Clara's father. Now, where is the poor child? Lying in her bed, I suppose?
She's with Heidi, round by the fir trees.
Oh, I'll go straight to her.
Grandmama, I'm over here.
She has a surprise for you.
For me? Clara, are you comfortable sitting on an ordinary chair like that?
Not very. I'd much rather stand.
Clara! Dear God!
And walk.
Oh, but this is wonderful, wonderful.
Do you like my surprise, Grandmama?
To see you standing up like that and walking towards me, barely supported. How did this happen? When did it happen?
A few days ago, and she gets better every day. Mm-hmm. She'll be walking on her own soon. I know she will. Running up the mountain with the goat.
She may be right. Oh. There's nothing to stop her now.
Oh, but I'm quite overwhelmed. Shall we go back to the hut? Can you walk that far?
Easily. You take my other arm. This is how we do it, isn't it, Heidi? Mm-hmm. I'll never need that old chair again now.
No.
That's all right, driver. You can set me down now. I think I'll have to make my own way from here.
My word. This is beautiful. No wonder the child ached to be home again. Now, where do I go?
Boy! Come here. I want to speak to you. Come over here.
Oh, now I must see the policeman.
Come on. Now, tell me, is this the way to the hut where the old man and the child Heidi live? Where the visitors from Frankfurt are staying?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
How timid these mountain dwellers are. He's run off like a hare up the mountain. I'll have to make my own way up there.
It's a miracle. And it was just you, Heidi, who helped Clara take her first steps.
And Peter.
Well, where is Peter? I should like to speak to him.
He's just come up now for the goats, but he won't stop. He never stopped to talk to us anymore.
It's as if he's scared to come in.
Well, he's every right to be scared, if you ask me. But you'll never get anything out of him, especially if you ask him about a certain chair.
Is that the way it is? I think I must talk to him at once. Peter, come over here. Now, don't be afraid. Do you know who I am?
Her grandmother.
Clara's grandmama. Yes, I am. Now, courage, Peter. Tell me straight out, why are you frightened?
Because it's all broken to pieces, and no one can put it back together again.
Now, stop shaking. Do you know why you did it?
I didn't want Clara to come. I just wanted it to be me and Heidi.
I see. It didn't turn out as you expected, did it? You wanted to hurt Clara, but instead things have turned out well for her. Good comes out of wrong sometimes. But you were left to suffer. You wanted to hurt Clara, but you hurt yourself instead. I hope you understand what I'm saying, Peter.
I think I do.
And are you sorry?
Yes, I'm very sorry.
Well, now the thing's over and done with. I think you've had your punishment.
There's a man coming up the mountain.
Don't let him take me away.
I certainly won't. You're forgiven, Peter. I don't think we're expecting any policemen. Don't you know who it is, Heidi?
I think it's Herr Sesemann.
I think you're right. Now, fetch Clara. I think she should go and meet him by herself, don't you?
Clara, come quickly.
Hello there. Is that Heidi?
I can see her now. This is Papa.
Now, take it slowly now. Take it steady.
Do you want me to help you, Clara?
No. Let me do it on my own. I know I can. Papa! Papa!
That isn't Heidi.
Don't you know me, Papa? Have I changed so much?
My dear child. My dear, dear child.
Oh,
What a peaceful night.
The stars are so clear.
The girls are asleep now.
They're very sad to be saying goodbye to each other tomorrow.
Oh, Clara can come back any time. I hope you know that.
I'm quite sure she will. I don't know where to begin to thank you for what you've done for us.
Mm-hmm. No thanks called for. We all share in this joy together.
But I want to give you something. What you have given to me is priceless.
There's only one thing I could ask of you, Herr Sesselmann. If Heidi could be provided for after I'm gone, so that she can stay here as long as she wants.
It will be done, my good friend.
I don't want to go home, Heidi.
I don't want you to go, but just think, next time you come, you'll be able to walk up here by yourself, and we'll go with Peter and the goats right to the top, right to where the great bird sits.
Come and live up here with me.
It's the best place in the world. It is.
Heidi!
Wait for me, Peter! I'm coming with you!
In Heidi by Johanna Speary, Kira Jansen played Heidi, with Richard Johnson as Grandfather, Roslyn Knight as Fräulein Rottenmeier, Margaret Courtney as Frau Sesemann, and Michael N. Harbour as Herr Sesemann. Kirsty Adams played Clara, Mark Burrows, Peter, and Debbie Arnold, Detta. Other parts were played by Christopher Good, Neville Jason, Mark Straker, James Green, Paul Bailey, David Collings, Sandra James Young, Zulema Dean, and Patience Tomlinson. The music was by David Chilton and Nick Russell-Pavia, and the hurdy-gurdy was played by Michael Musket. Heidi was dramatised by Burley Doherty, and the director was Janet Whittaker.